Welcome to the Advent Christmas podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, our devotion contributors have focused their thoughts around the theme, A Weary World Rejoices, from the Christmas carol, O Holy Night. We pray these devotions fill you with hope, even as weariness threatens to overwhelm our lives. We wait with expectant, glad hearts and anticipation for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, at Christmas.
Would it be weird if I didn't wish you a Merry Christmas? Not at all am I commenting on the so-called cultural war against Christmas. The word Christmas is just fine. The word I'd like to address is Mary. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word Mary means happy and cheerful. And although it's not a bad word to describe Christmases just like the ones I used to know, I wonder if there might be a better one. My name is Mark Pulliam, and my wife Laura and I were both trained as directors of Christian education before I became a pastor, and we became church planters who started Lazarus Church in Spring, Texas. Along with times of incredible joy, we've seen our share of weary days, just like you have. There are days when you put on a smile, put your cares in a small container off to the side, and you carry on because that's what's needed. That's what's required. On days like that, to describe ourselves as Mary would be, well, false. But just because there are times when we're not happy doesn't mean that we don't have hope. For example, take a look at the story of Job. It's an odd choice, perhaps for an Advent devotional, but one that I believe is absolutely worth looking at as we prepare our hearts in this season. Let me summarize the story for us. Job was a faithful man of God, described as blameless and upright. To give you a feel for Job's character, Job continually offered sacrifices to God, including sacrifices for his children, knowing that they might have unintentionally sinned in their hearts. Job was also blessed by God with 10 kids and lots of livestock, and it's precisely Job's blessings that Satan decides to attack. In rapid succession, Job loses everything. His friends try to get him to take responsibility and blame himself. His wife tries to get him to kill himself. It seems like all is lost, until Job and God have a little heart-to-heart chat. God responds to Job's question of whether or not God is just by asking Job, "Where were you when I formed the world? What is your depth of understanding, Job? Do you really want to claim you know better than I do, or do you want to trust in me?" The question isn't only for Job, it's for us too. When weary days come, would we rather claim to know better than God or trust him? Job tells us how he answers the question. Job didn't assume that in this lifetime he was going to see God fix everything that had gone wrong. But although his happiness was gone, his hope wasn't. Job says this in chapter 19, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, who I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Job was looking forward to the coming of his Redeemer. That's where his hope was. It wasn't in his own understanding or personal righteousness or how he was feeling on a particular day. Job's hope was found in the promise of his Redeemer. Advent is the season of the church where we look forward to our Savior's arrival. He came once as an infant 2,000 years ago to live, die, and rise for us, and he is coming again as the King who will bring heaven and earth together and make all things as they should be. On that day, when King Jesus returns, he will make all things better for having once been so broken. The earthly treasures we've lost in following him won't matter because of the heavenly treasures we have in him. The loved ones we mourn for and miss, especially around the holidays, those who have died trusting in Jesus, will be reunited with him forever, worshiping our King. And that is where our hope is found. In the days leading up to Christmas, things may not go as planned. Some family members will be unkind, some people will be ungrateful. We may face depression or loss or pain. Our days may be merry and bright, or our days might be weary. But through it all, we have hope. The same hope that Job had. Our hope is in our Redeemer, who came once and is coming again. So as you prepare your heart to celebrate the Savior's arrival once more this year, would you allow me to be a little weird? Let me wish you a Merry Christmas, but more importantly, a hopeful one. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for the hope you point us to in your word, that like Job, one day we will see our Savior with our own eyes. Thank you for coming for us once and promising to come for us again. Help us, whether our days are filled with joy or pain, to find our hope securely in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Advent Christmas podcast. We pray that you are blessed by our time together. We ask you continue to listen to our podcast this season on your favorite podcast platform or at nadce.buzzsprout.com and share them with others. We wish you God's peace this Advent season.